This is Rochester Speaks. I'm John Guerin. Good morning. I'm joined today by two board members of the Children's Dyslexia Center here in Rochester, Brenda Goodfriend as well as Mayotte Reed. Thank you both so much for joining me this morning and spending some time talking about the center.
Thank you for having us.
Brenda, I know I'm going to embarrass you because you didn't want to be introduced this way, but you are actually the chair of the board.
Yes, I am.
Just to get that out of the way up front, right? So tell us a little bit about the Rochester Children's Dyslexia Center.
The Rochester Children's Dyslexia Center is a 501c3 nonprofit that was originally founded by the Scottish Rite Masons of the Northern Jurisdiction, and it is in place to help children with dyslexia. To give them the tutoring that they need, that they require to get back on track. And we offer that tutoring free of charge to children in grades 1 through 12.
Why is dyslexia put some children at a disadvantage in their early learning?
Well, it's a learning disability that makes it difficult for children and adults as well to read, write, and spell. It's estimated that 1 in 5 Americans are affected, regardless of their gender, their intelligence, or quality of education. And without the proper guidance, these students with dyslexia often fall behind their peers, and that can lead to a decrease not only in academic success, but also in self-esteem. And these students often are highly intelligent, so they're just not able to reach their full potential. So with a little bit of help, with the proper type of tutoring, they can actually get back on track.
And Mayotte, I know you've been a part of this as well for a while. And tell me what inspired you to join the board and become such a great advocate for those with dyslexia.
We have two children with dyslexia. And to Brenda's point, it can be debilitating as far as learning, reading, writing, taking tests. I mean, it's just, if it's undetected, it can really wreak havoc on an individual well into their way adult life. So we were blessed to have found the Rochester Children's Dyslexia Center. And our son went there. He had struggles. But with their help, he's been on the honor roll in high school every single year. Ever since he started high school, he is just thrived with their help. Because it is a disability. It's never going to go away.
So it's always something that you have to learn to be able to deal with, right? And that has to be so challenging. Brenda, how about you? Was there a reason that you decided to join forces as well?
Well, in 2019, right, is when we were contacted by the director of the center. Our children had both, well, you had already had one in there as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
My daughter was in the program as well, and they had lost their board of governors, and so they were looking for a new board of governors so that they could keep the doors open. And so we all got together and decided that the center had been important enough in our lives and the lives of our children and our families in general that we didn't want to see the center close. So we joined the board.
Yeah, and you said that the tutoring that you provide is all free.
It is free.
How are you able to make that happen?
Fundraising.
Yeah, so let's talk fundraising.
Right, fundraising. Isn't it around $5,500 per student, something like that?
Yeah, it depends on the center, because there are 40 different, over 40 dyslexia centers around the Northeast, and each one is under the umbrella of Children's Dyslexia Centers Incorporated, but we're individual centers, so we have our own board of governors, our own directors, and our own fundraising. We are self-funded. So, you know, we just all have to figure out a way to make that money happen.
Exactly. And so if you think about that from a parent standpoint, and parents who have children with dyslexia, they've brought their kids to specialists in some sort of way. They've been in IEP classes at school or whatever it is that they've done, and it can be very expensive. So the fact that this is a free effort for children is outstanding. So we do fundraisers, which right now, tomorrow is October, which begins the Dyslexia Awareness Month for dyslexia in general. So the distilleries, the local distillery restaurants, are doing a roundup campaign. So they have they're just great. They're wonderful. I don't know if you've ever eaten at the distillery, John.
Yeah.
But there's three locations. Yeah. There's one on Mount Hope. There's one on South Winton. And there's one in Victor across from Eastview Mall. So if any of you are going to the distillery, just round up your
Bill?
My God. Thank you, Bill. And that goes straight to the Dyslexia Center. And in today's day, eating out is great, but it can kind of be costly sometimes.
Sure.
So what they do is they have a $10 a day special. So Mondays, I believe, is cheeseburger and fries. Tuesday is cheese pizza. Wednesday is street tacos. Thursday is like a honey chicken sandwich. And then Friday they do a $19 fish fry. But they do that so that they can meet people in the place that they need to be met. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds so small as far as rounding up. You feel like, you know, am I really making that much of a difference? But how much of a difference does that come together to make when so many people participate throughout the month?
Well, this is our first time, so we'll come back afterwards and tell you. We have no idea, but we think it'll be well received. The distillery restaurants are really well attended. Their food is outstanding, you know, known for their wings, of course, but all their other food is great, too. So we're really happy that they chose to do this with us. And they do a lot. Last year we did mm-hmm. a guest bartender night. Mm-hmm. They do guest mm-hmm. bartending with other educational arms like, you know, Rochester Education Foundation. I think they've done it for them. So they're just really, they are a great advocate for learning and for helping people in Rochester.
Yeah, so that's one way to contribute is that roundup program at the three local distillery locations. Are there other ways that we can contribute as well?
Of course. Well, you could go to our website and make a donation if you wanted to, and that is www.dyslexiarochesterny.org. And I'm going to spell that for you. Dyslexia. D-Y-S-L-E-X-I-A, RochesterNY.org. And you can click the donate button if you want to do that. You can also come to one of our other fundraisers. We just had a golf tournament fundraiser, which we do every fall now. And in the spring, we have a casino night, which is a lot of fun. Lots of great raffle prizes. And we also have participated in Rock the Day and Giving Tuesday, which are both on the same day. And we sell pies and stuff like that. But I would say DyslexiaRochesterNY.org.
Or follow us on Facebook.
Oh, and follow us.
Yeah,
both.
Follow us on Facebook. Yep, follow us on Facebook. We have all of our events there. And we just are happy to have anybody participate in any way they can.
Yeah. Now, how prevalent is dyslexia? Because you hear about it a lot, but I don't think our audience knows just how common it is.
Isn't it one in five?
Up to one in five.
That's
students
amazing.
Are affected. Yeah.
I had a meeting with somebody recently who, through this program, said to me that his brother had dyslexia, and now his brother is in his mid-60s, and just how difficult it has been from filling out applications to, and he's a brilliant, brilliant individual, mm-hmm. but gone undetected, that's what can happen. It just goes through your life, and you just don't know where to turn. And in your mid-60s, you're out of K-12, so.
Yeah, and it's incredible to think that it is not a disability of intelligence, right? Mm-hmm. So you'd be amazed to know that people like Albert Einstein, mm-hmm. Charles Schwab, mm-hmm. and Winston Churchill were dyslexic,
yep.
right?
Wow, and likely, you know, I'm just guessing, but they were at a disadvantage because of
they
that.
They were. And just think what they could have done,
and
right?
Think what they could have done and think how hard they had to work just to keep up and maybe what that, you know, the good that. So there's certainly a great outlook. But how do you know even offhand? Because I would think that as a young child, you just assume that the way that you see everything is the way that everybody sees everything. So how would a parent know
that is a good point.
Early on?
One telltale sign is, like, for in our case, like, we could tell as our daughter was growing up that, you know, they're intelligent, and you can tell with your sons too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But their ability to read does not reflect that. Mm. So there's a differential in their intelligence and their ability to read. So that's kind of a telltale sign. But what you would want to do is have them tested.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The other thing is for both, well, for one of my sons, he can study, still fail miserably on a test, which is really discouraging. Mm-hmm. You study harder than anybody, and you think you got it, but because you jumble the words and the comprehension is still difficult, you get a 60, it's like you have to have a really high self-esteem to push through that and know, you know what, I'll just keep trying. That's all I can do. But Albert Einstein, for example, I mean, brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant of what he created and what he did. So, yeah, so that's really it.
Yeah, we would have these conversations with my daughter the day before a test, and we'd talk about what are you learning in history or whatever the test was in. And she could talk to me so intelligently about that information. And then she would come back the next day and have done miserably on the test.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you knew that. You told me that yesterday.
Right.
But sometimes they don't even understand the question when they're reading it.
Right.
So they can't really put that out there.
Yeah, and we think of school as a great place for a disadvantage for those with dyslexia. But what about even beyond school in everyday life? Yeah. How much of a challenge is that, too, growing beyond school, but then also kids in activities outside of school?
Yeah.
I mean, for both of mine, really, it was no challenge at all. That wasn't, I mean, there were challenges. Maybe you went to the left instead of the right sometimes. I mean, there were some difficulties. But to go back to your question about elementary or, you know, in school in general, one of the problems is people think you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah.
If you study harder, if you read more, if you do this, if you do that, and in reality, it has nothing to do with that. So that's what makes it hard to detect, because a teacher or an administrator isn't with that child 24/7. So they may make an assumption that you're not doing the work at home or paying attention in class, which if you're a child in general, you have a hard time advocating for yourself, let alone if you don't even understand, to your point, what you're seeing is what you think everybody sees.
Right.
So it just becomes difficult. So Brenda is right. If you have any indication that your child is having struggles with reading, having them tested for dyslexia or, you know, any other one of those things that could go along with it is just a good idea.
And it's also interesting to note that on what is that site when you're applying for jobs, you can actually
Indeed or one of those.
No. Well, it's making up resumes.
Okay.
They actually have a space now that you can refer to dyslexic thinking as an asset, because it's not that they can't learn to read. It's that they process it differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're on this highway trying to get you. I heard this referred to through the corporate site the other day. Like you're on a highway trying to get your destination and the road's blocked. And so you have to take the back roads to get there. So it just takes a little longer and maybe you get lost along the way. But it also means that you're thinking differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can be an asset for some employers.
Mm. Absolutely. My son, both of them, they can be listening to music, playing a video game, talking to their friends on the phone, and doing something else all at the same time, and does not even faze them. It's like they're every day. So everybody's brains think differently, but I do find that with those two in particular. We have six kids, so we get to like measure them off against each other.
They love that.
They do. But who has this and who has, yeah, so.
Wow. Yeah, so when it comes to testing, how would you know who to go to or where to find a dyslexia test?
Where did you go? We went to a neuropsychologist.
Okay.
Who happened to be my daughter's softball coach.
Oh, wow. No, great. Yeah. We went to Dr. Fouth, who now is retired, but his new person who took over his office is Jeffrey Bonas, and I'm not sure if he tests for dyslexia or if he doesn't. It's right on Elmwood in the 12 corners of Brighton, and they put the children through a series of tests. I'm sure they did this with your daughter.
Yeah.
And really, it is interesting because the first thing that they tested our son for was ADD, because it mirrors an ADD as far as, well, do you have attention deficit? Is that what is the disconnect with your ability to kind of comprehend? So I found that to be fascinating. And then they do a totally different test to identify dyslexia.
I think you could also ask your school district who they would recommend to have tested as well. But you don't have to go through the school district to be tested. We went outside of the district.
So just, and I think today they're probably a little, I'm so sorry, they're probably a little bit more informed about it. When I went through it, they didn't have any idea who to go. They just knew about the Dyslexia Center. They were like, try there and good luck and let us know how it goes. So I think today it's a little bit more prevalent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this month being Dyslexia Awareness Month, we're talking with Mayotte Reed and Brenda Goodfriend, who are Board of Governors members over at the Children's Dyslexia Center. So coming up, you talked about a couple of fundraising opportunities. Are there also ways that the community could volunteer or get involved that way?
Sure. If you're interested in helping the center out as a volunteer, you can go through that website that I gave you earlier, dyslexiarochesterny.org, or you could call our center, and I'm looking for that phone number right now. It is 585-424-5390. Or if you wanted to email me, my email is bgoodfriend, G-O-O-D-F-R-I-E-N-D, at cdcinc.org.
And that again, Be Good Friend, which is pretty easy to remember, right? At cdcinc.org. And the Roundup campaign, we talked about that at the distillery. If you're going to be eating at the distillery or just stop on by, can you also round up more than just the nearest dollar?
Of course.
So you could round up as much as you want.
I imagine they have the ability to do that. Yeah.
Any donation would be greatly appreciated.
And check out our website for upcoming events, too, because we have pickleball coming up later this month. It's should be a lot of fun.
It sounds fun. It's Dyslexia Rochester. ny.org. That's where you can donate. That's where you can find more information too. You've been around in Rochester for over 25 years, so you've been doing great work here. And finally, the most rewarding part of helping out children with dyslexia, I'm curious, Mayotte and Brenda, is it because of your own children? Is it the smiles that you see and the families that you do help out through the center? What would you say?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But originally getting involved because we saw how much of a difference it made in our children.
Huge.
And the family in general, because it's hard to really watch your child struggle, you know, in tears at the kitchen table because they think they can't do this.
Oh, so you can tell the difference is just night and day when you do. So you're making a difference in kids' lives, not just helping them read and write better, but I'm sure all sorts of other dominoes fall after that, including self-esteem, including better opportunities in the future. Mm-hmm. And again, Roundup campaign at the distillery and also Dyslexia, RochesterNY.org. And we'll have to have you back soon, and especially to talk about the upcoming event that you... The casino night, right? That's happening in
the
spring.
That'll be in the spring.
When we have more details on that. Brenda Goodfriend, as well as Mayotte Reed from the Children's Dyslexia Center. Thank you so much for your time today and for everything you do to help kids.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.